Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
That was fast. Forgot to set up and had to do it really fast, fitting in my quick show today. I know I didn't get a chance to tell a lot of you it was on, but I will try as soon as possible to make it happen. Y'all know, vis-a-vis Facebook, another everything that is going on. So let's find a song to begin today with, and we'll play it from there. How about that? There you go, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, let's have something fun. Let's blame somebody for something today, huh?
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well.
Bossa Nova.
was to dance.
The Bossa Nova.
We took a chance on
the Bossa Nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
the Bossa Nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
The Bossa Nova.
You three came from the Bossa Nova.
Is. Oh, T.C. Keith in the house in the chat room. Of course, Petoris, as you heard, was just granted bail. And of course he was. Where's he going to run? Yeah, let the jokes begin. Gina Marie friend Luciano said, I suspect he'll jump bail, which would be stupid. He's too well known to disappear. My friend Andy says, the guy doesn't have a leg to stand on. Oh, I knew I was starting something with posting that on Facebook. And it's another Friday. I hope everybody's having a good one. If you're not doing anything, I believe Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar will have a show tonight at 7 p.m. No name and a bag of chips, I believe. I'll double-check on that, and I'll get back to you on it. Name, no name and a bag of chips. Let's see if they have a show tonight. I'm checking on that. No, maybe not. They had one Thursday. Okay, I don't see anything for a show tonight, but... Anyway, why don't your friend No Name and a Bag of Chips, and then you'll know whenever they're having a show, right, TC? Guest 3157's in the house. That's nice to know. And let's have some more fun here. Let's see what we going in the switchboard room. I guess we can try and find something here from, I don't know what this is, so I'm going to check this out. Ooh, nice.
Promises, we forget all our love. Promises, and only keep some of the easier. I confess, I do. Make believe, however small the possibility, yet somehow tripped up by reality. Formality, it seems. Oh, oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. Here and now is all it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and ask anybody. And you will see my love. Oh no, there's no future in a memory. As you will see my love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somehow tripped up by reality. Ha! A melody, it seems. Oh, no, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. It's here, and it's now, and that's all that it's about. Let's use it before we lose.
Arnaz. Quite the talent, that woman. Quite the talent. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker, I see you're calling in from your phone. I thought we got the bugs out of your computer. I guess we didn't, huh? Oh, darn. Where's George Bettinger this morning? I love the George.
Say to say goodbye and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
We have a caller on the line. I'm not quite sure who it is, so let's check in.
You are sure who it is. You told me to call. How could you not be sure who it is? You told me specifically, call this number, call into the show. You put me on right away so I can plug my new show. How can you sit there and lie to the American people? You lie, Nancy Lombardo.
Today's celebrity call-in guest is the wonderful Dave Koenig, the award-winning performer, comedian, pick of the Friars Club as an MC there. Love this guy, and he's got a new show on. Oh, boy, tell us about that show.
I'm also a good friend to Israel. I've planted 6 trees. A hell of a eulogy. My new show, Addicted to Show Business, is up and running at the St. Luke's Theater on West 46th Street. We just had, Wednesday night, we had our very first preview of the show, and it went great. And the audience left happy, and they stayed. And they stayed. Well, the audience they stayed for the whole show.
Nobody left, and that says something. And the name of the show is Addicted to Show Business.
Addicted to Show Business.
At St. Luke's Theater, and this is great. Now, this is a whole new show from your last one.
This is a brand new show. My last show, which ran a year and a half ago, Hebrew School Dropout, was a hit over at the Actors Temple Theater, and I got some great reviews on that show. The New York Times called it laugh out loud funny. And Nancy, it must be true because it was in the New York Times.
Oh, it must be true then. And it also, I saw it was a very good show. He's a very funny guy. It was actually, I had a clip somewhere. If I could find it, I'll play it for him from last
All
year's
right.
show. And they'll get after we're off, and then that way you can go have your coffee and get ready for is it tonight?
I like
When's
that.
The shows? When's
well,
the show?
Well, the show, we're doing it once a week. It's a once-a-week show. We're doing it every Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock show at the St. Luke's Theater. This show is so good, Addicted to Show Business. It's such a huge production. I need a full week to recuperate after each performance.
And St. Luke's is, the St. Luke's Theater is located on
308 West 46th Street. It's right there on Restaurant Row. So you can
Oh, you have a cheap dinner, you see a show. And it's great. So, and by the way, Dave Koenig is an Emmy Award-winning comedian and as well as just a very, very funny guy. And this is a great show. Where can they find out more information about this?
You can find out. Oh, Nancy, I'm so glad you asked that. You know, if you'd like, and I'm not putting any pressure on you, but if you'd like, certainly you can go to my website, Dave Koenig. That's Dave, K-O-N-I-G. .com, and right there you can see a trailer for the show. You can see some highlights. There's links you can go to click on to get tickets at Telecharge, or if you're a member at TDF, you can get the discount tickets on TDF. It's all happening at DaveKoenig.com. And I'm telling you, we had a great show Wednesday. You know who was at the show Wednesday?
I do, but you say it.
Fibish Finkel was at the show. He loved the show.
That's just the Hebrew seal of approval then.
Ain't that something? He's like a Jewish leprechaun, that guy. And he just loved the show, and he said, this is wonderful. You should be in a Broadway house, and you're a big star. It was great. So he adored the show. The audience adored the show. You'll adore the show if you come see it.
Well, actually, the St. Luke's Theater is a very famous theater, people listening. And thank you, the chat room. They're posting your information in the chat room. Thank you for posting that. And it's a famous theater, and it's technically an off-Broadway theater. Is that correct?
It is an off-Broadway house. It's 175 seats. It's a lovely theater, lovely stage. And, you know, this is a real show. We have a band. We have music. It's a full, well-rounded show. It's not just one guy on stage, although it is one guy on stage, but I'm not just standing
it's
there.
It's a meat and potatoes show. It's a,
that's
even though
right.
it's Lent, it's a meat and potatoes show.
Absolutely.
And what's nice about the show, too, is you do have a lot of music. It's a nice, nice theater space. And a lot of famous people have performed there, a lot of great shows. Jane Condon was there
sure.
with her show, and it's really worth seeing. And if you haven't seen Dave Koenig, he just spins a terrific, terrific story. And it's not stand-up comedy. It's a show, people. It's a show. So
it's a little of everything. It's a show. It's a theater piece. It's a
but it's not like going
to
a club. You're
going to
see a comedian
no.
really, really go out there and give you a performance you're going to love with a band. You know what this is great for, people? If you're listening, I want you to bring somebody. It's Wednesday
yes.
night. Take your parents out. They'll
the best.
Parents love Dave Koenig.
You know,
they love Dave Koenig.
What we wanted to do with this show is, you know, the whole show is on the theme of why does a performer get kicked in the teeth over and over again? You know this. You've been in the show business your
yes.
whole life. And then when you keep bouncing off that mat and getting back into the fight, why? What possesses a performer to keep overcoming the difficulties and the struggles of the business? And I tell this story by telling various stories of show business misery and failure, but always ending, it ends on a very positive, uplifting note, and I think that's why the audiences dig it, because it's an uplifting show and a very funny show, if I do say so.
If you do say so yourself.
I would like to be in the audience watching me perform. That's how good the show is. I wish I could what was the thing? You would know, you're Catholic. What was the thing the priest that could levitate, and then they could be in two places at the same time? What do they call it? Addicted now for Addicted to Show Business. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, go see Addicted to Show Business.
I wish I could buy low kids. I wish I could be in the audience watching me perform this show. That's how good this show is.
That is how good it is. And Dave, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
I found your clip here. From your last year's show.
You are a gem. You are so enthusiastic, and you plug everybody's performances and everybody else's shows.
Only the good people. Only the good people. This show is worth seeing. It's approved by Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Highly recommended. Bye. And I will. I'm going to try and get to see it myself. Wednesdays. Oh, is it Wednesdays? Oh, I have a meeting that Wednesday. Darn. But how long is the show running?
It's an open-ended run, but we want everybody to come Wednesday, February 27th, for the second preview, and then there's a third preview on Wednesday, March 6th, and then opening night is Wednesday, March 13th. So it's every Wednesday night.
Wow, every Wednesday, and there's no excuse not to see it. Pay full price because you want to support the arts, but if you can't and you're another artist who wants to see it, you can go to, I believe it's on TDF.
It's on TDF. You can get the discount tickets on TDF, and it's a great.
And every seat in that theater is a good seat, and you go see it. Go see. I highly recommend Dave Koenig's show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
He can do no comedy wrong. Go see this man. I guarantee you a good time. And thank you, Dave, for calling in. And guess what? You're our celebrity. Dave Koenig is the celebrity guest caller of the day. Celebrity guest caller, Dave Koenig. Thank you so much. And Facebook friend him for more information and www.davekoenig.com. St. Luke's Theater every Wednesday. Go, go, go. Thanks,
Yay.
Dave.
Yay for show business. Hooray for entertainment. Okay, thanks, pal.
All right, bye. I'm going to play a little Dave Koenig now so you get a flavor for the man. He is a great comic. You want to go check this out. He puts on a terrific show. And I'm going to give you a sample from his last show, which I was laughing. I cried during the whole thing. It was so funny. So I guarantee you a good time. Go see Dave Koenig. And I'm going to play a little of his comedy now. Oh, you're in for a treat. Get ready. Okay. His show is Addicted to Show Business, but this is from last year's show. Okay. Here comes my buddy, Dave.
So, I was a lousy Jew. But I never fit in with the other Jews who were also lousy Jews. See, I knew so many Jews my whole life who were lousy at being Jewish. But it didn't seem to bother them. They never went to temple. They didn't fast on Yom Kippur. They were atheists. They were Jews only in the sense that they lived on the Upper West Side, bought their bagels at H&H, read the New York Times, and once a month had brunch at Barney Greengrass and ate pastrami. So like cafeteria Catholics, they were delicatessen Jews. Except the Koreans moved in, took over, there's no more delicatessens. So they're actually Korean fruit stand Jews. I apparently look Irish. I have no idea how this happened. It doesn't help that I have rosacea, so my face is always flush, like the Irish. Their face always flush because they drink. That's not racist, that's just a statement of fact. Please, if you take only one thing away from this show, let it be that. All Irish drink. So, see, I wanted to be a good Jew, but I also never fit in with the Jews who are good at being Jews. See, with them, it was like they all spoke a secret language I didn't understand. Actually, they did. It's called Hebrew. But still, I would try. I would try. When I was single, every year, alone in my apartment, I would light a Hanukkah menorah. And then, just to complete the ritual, I'd feel obliged to buy myself a Hanukkah present. Which is not only sad, but a little awkward. Because invariably, I'd buy myself the wrong thing. Like a tie and a pattern I already had. Then, I married an Irish Catholic. I proposed to her on Christmas Eve in Rockefeller Center, underneath the biggest Christmas tree in the world. And I told her if we had kids, she could raise them Catholic. Because I know how to woo a Gentile. So we had kids. And we raised them Catholic, which actually works out fine. That's fine. Except I think my kids might be a little anti-Semitic. Just a little. You hear comments? I don't want to make a big deal. The other day, my four-year-old son asked me if I'd buy him his own real car, you know? I thought that was kind of cute. I said, no, Dad, he can't do that. That would cost too much money. You know what he said? He said, you people. That's all you ever think about. My kids built a clubhouse in the backyard. I asked if I could join. My 8-year-old pulls me aside. He says, look, if it were up to me. The other day, I told my kids to turn off the TV. When I left the room, I swear one of them said, see, I told you they control the media. Also, as a kid, it did seem to me that the Gentile kids had much better holidays than the Jewish kids. Oh, yeah, no. It all goes back to Christmas and Hanukkah. Every kid growing up knows Hanukkah can't compete with Christmas. First of all, what is Christmas? Oh, it's only the biggest birthday party in the world. What is Hanukkah? The Syrians were trying to kick our ass, so for 8 days we hid in the temple. It's essentially a festival of hiding. Every Jewish holiday is the same. The entire history of Judaism, thousands of years of getting our ass kicked. On the rare occasions there's a day we didn't get our ass kicked, that's a holiday. Passover. The Pharaoh was trying to kick our ass, so we put some lamb's blood on the door, and the angel of death got confused, so we fled into the desert, where we got lost for 40 years, and nobody could find us, so they couldn't kick our ass. Okay, happy Passover. Enjoy your bitter herbs and horseradish. Yom Kippur. Tell you what you do. For one day, you don't eat anything. Then you'll be so weak and headachy from hunger, maybe people will feel sorry for you. For one day, they won't kick your ass, okay? Happy Yom Kippur. Enjoy your delicious nothing. Hanukkah. For 8 days, we hid in the temple. They couldn't find us. They couldn't kick our ass. Oh, yeah, what happened on the ninth day? On the ninth day, they found us. They kicked our ass, okay? Happy Hanukkah. Go play with your dreidel. That's another thing. Christmas. Presents, toys, gifts, money orders, cash, appliances. Hanukkah, what do you get? You get a dreidel. What's a dreidel? It's a top. It's a disappointing present for a kid of any age. Oh, we try and jazz it up with a big musical number, right? Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. You get that? You get the angle? You don't even get the dreidel. You get a lump of clay. They tell you, go make your own dreidel. Hanukkah. It's a Hebrew word. You know what it means? Loosely translated. It means the Irish kid who lives next door is getting a new bike. And you're not, Shlomo. Obviously, I had given the subject a lot of deep theological thought. I began to consider the possibility of converting. I was attracted to the camaraderie of Catholicism, as depicted in such motion pictures as The Godfather and The Godfather 2. I wasn't the first Jew in show business to convert to Christianity. There was Bob Dylan, and all right, I was the second Jew in show business to convert to Christianity. Bob Dylan, of course, wrote "Blowin' in the Wind." I wrote the following joke. I wonder if strippers have a recurring dream where they suddenly find themselves at work with all their clothes on and no one staring at them. Here you had the Catholic Church, an institution known for completely controlling the message, going against character, and attempting to produce talk radio, a medium that thrives on the free and unfettered exchange of ideas and dialogue. As their morning show host, they've hired an opinionated, loudmouth Jewish comic, going against character and attempting to be a good Catholic. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? So, to make myself more comfortable, I started booking all my comedian friends to come on the show. Here's a partial list of some of the comedians I had on the show. Jackie Mason, Freddie Roman, Stewie Stone, Corey Kahaney, Susie Essman, Brad Zimmerman, Michelle Ballin, David Steinberg, Maya Ed Koch, Alan Zweibel. Basically, I booked every Jew at the Friars Club. David Brenner came on the show. He told us all about being a young Jewish boy growing up in a tough Irish Catholic neighborhood in Philadelphia. One day, he's walking down the street, and this big Irish kid comes running out of a church. He runs up to Brenner, punches him in the nose, knocks him flat on his ass. Brenner looks up, he says, "What the hell did you do that for?" Kid says, "Because your people killed Christ." Brenner says, "Wait a minute. First of all, that was like 2,000 years ago." Kid says, "Yeah, I know, but I just found out about it today." After a while, Condell Egan's agent got a little nervous about me. He said to me, "We don't mind you having all your comedian friends on the show, but don't you at least know any Catholic comedians?" So I booked Lisa Lampanelli. I told her to keep it clean. It was a short interview. We would have Catholic celebrities on the show, but usually by accident. I booked Richard Simmons to come on the show. I thought that'd be a hoot. Richard Simmons on the Catholic channel. Well, it turns out Richard is a devout Catholic. He told us all about his vast collection of little tiny baby Jesus dolls. Apparently, Richard Simmons has hundreds and hundreds of little tiny baby Jesus dolls. We were all surprised to hear that Richard Simmons had hundreds of baby Jesus. Actually, no one was surprised to hear that Richard Simmons had hundreds of baby Jesus. Weekend. I was out of options. I mean, what club would take me in now? I could become a Jew for Jesus. They're actually quite nice. I was talking to one before the show. I was rushing to get down here. I was running a little late. Woman stopped me on the street. She said, "Excuse me, sir, I must talk to you. I'm a Jew for Jesus." I said, "That's nice, lady. I'm a Jew late for work." I began to consider the possibility of maybe converting back to Judaism. But how do you convert back to Judaism after you've converted to Catholicism? I mean, what do? Walk out of the church backwards, uncrossing yourself?
Oh, did it end? That was Dave Koenig. Go see his show. He is just terrific, and it's going to be a great, great show. Irina Luboff, who are going to, Allison Grahams. Get any books by Allison Grahams. She's written so many. They're terrific. Go to Allison Grahams. Check her out. Also, Napoleon Was Quite Tall. Why don't you follow Napoleon Was Quite Tall. Follow her blog. It's hilarious. Facebook friend her, too. You can Facebook friend her at Napoleon Was Quite Tall and read her hilarious blogs every week. Speaking of fascinating people, besides Allison Grahams, and I have a caller calling in, too, but we're going to get to him in a second. I got to talk about my friend Betty Jo Tucker, all the way from Pueblo, Colorado, Movie Attic headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And I don't know how she does it because I'm sure it's earlier there, but she's up with her cup of coffee and always in my chat room like T.C. Keith and Cyanide from 120-something miles outside of Amsterdam. Nice. I bet Cyanide's really a comedian, and he's just not telling me. But anyway, next Tuesday at 4 p.m., March 5th, Betty Jo will be interviewing Judy Reese on Gun Hill Road, and that's Movie Attic headquarters. And Judy Reese, I hope I say it, Reese, like Keys, winner of two Alma Awards for TV Scrubs, who talks about her starring role in Gun Hill Road. Oh, I think I know who she is. Yes, a film to be released on DVD March 5th. Judy also discusses her exciting acting career, which has included many movies such as Bringing Out the Dead, It's a Very Muppet Christmas, I love that one, Washington Heights, Without Men, Castle, Sopranos, Law and Order, and Oz. She even worked with Miss Piggy. Oh, and I know you love Miss Piggy, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic headquarters, and check out Betty Jo's blog and Betty Jo's two books. I think it is How to Be You, Betty Jo. Am I doing it right? Anyway, George Bettinger, who is not in the house today. Oh, there he is. He just popped in. George, speaking of which, George Bettinger Show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can see those shows at 4 p.m. Go to Mom and Book, Mom and Pop Facebook page, Facebook friend him, and you can follow on the thread, the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. And it's at 4 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 106hotmix.com. And I have someone on hold, and let me get to him because they've been very patient. Here we go. Is this my boy, John? Are you there? Nope.
Hello?
John, there you are.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy, how you doing?
Sorry, you sound like you're waking up, my friend.
I'm just letting my boyfriend out of the apartment with this gigantic load of laundry.
That's the way it should happen. Go do my laundry.
Hey, listen, he volunteered. You know what I mean? I said, "Can I help?" And he said, "No, you really can't say. You know, you can't argue with that."
Okay,
how
enough
with
the laundry. Let's talk about your show. Is it opening tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tonight. It's tonight.
Oh, tonight it's opening.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I know we opened last. We got canceled because of Hurricane Hugo or Sandy or whatever that
Sandy.
Last thing was. Yeah. No, you know what? Was that Sandy 2 weeks ago? The big nor'easter thing that dumped all the snow.
Yeah.
We got canceled because of that. So tonight we are back in action at the Duplex, 9:30 p.m. tonight.
Tonight at the Duplex. Okay. Now, where can they go for more information on that?
My show is called Not As Cute As Picture. And it's www.notascuteaspicture, all one word.
Not as cute. So tell us about the show. Now, to buy tickets and give us all the information, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Read your flyer.
What's that?
I said read your flyer.
Yeah, right? this is a show that I developed based on a time in my life when I gave up a really good job to go for a dream of being a movie star. Yeah, a real practical dream. And I ended up working on a gambling barge as a entertainer doing chorus line medleys in a rhinestone vest. And it was 12 of the most hellacious, awful days of my life. You know, we were also an opening act for Tiny Tim. And I wrote letters from the boat to stay sane, you know, to my best friend who lives on Christopher Street. When I came back, he said, "I think you have a play here." And he gave me the stack of letters. And it's a really fun night, you know. It's just all about searching for purpose and being lost and searching for oneself. And it's heartbreaking and funny and sad. But the Washington Post called it a triumphant cry of victory. We got a GLAAD Media Award nomination out of it.
And the chat room is so nice. They posted, T.C. Keith posted your info in the chat room for everyone. You could go to that website there. Not as cute as picture.com.
Yes.
www.notascuteaspicture.com for more info. And how long will the show run?
We are tonight at 9:30, and then we are also March 8th and March 22nd, which are also Fridays.
All right, you've got a lot of chances to check out this show, people. So go check it out. Not as cute as picture, which is tell them what that means, because if they're not in show business.
Yeah, right. So anyway, you know, when you audition for anything from a movie to a cruise ship, you have to show a headshot, which is a picture of your your face. I like to joke and say it's a picture of your head. And on this in the back, they wrote notes about my audition, like sings well, dances okay, but they also wrote not as cute as picture.
Oh, ouch.
When I was developing the show, I was working with a man named Michael Rupert, who's a Broadway talent, and he said, you know, that's your title, and that's your theme to jump off from, and so it was, and it really plays with that theme a lot, like what is as cute as its picture, and not much is, and what's behind a picture, and it's really fun, yeah.
Don't give it all away. Go see the very funny John Cerna, C-E-R-N-A. You can go to his website as well. www.johncerna.com, I'm assuming, and go check out where he's playing next and check out his show. We've got a lot of talented callers calling in today. Thank you for calling in, John, and great luck with your show.
Thanks, Nancy. All right,
okay.
Take care.
Bye. What a nice guy. Terrific. What fun we're having today. And George Benger has Ray. I got to find it, George. Hold on. I got to scroll back up. Ray J., the Barry, the infamous actor, on his show today. So you're going to want to have to check that out. I'm sure Mary Jo will be there because anything acting, Movie Attic Headquarters is there checking it out. George Benger's show, that's going to be a great interview today. You don't want to miss that. That guy's Ray J. Barry, he's like on everything, isn't he? I think he's been on every show and movie. He's been around for a while, and it's quite the coup. Quite the coup. Let me see now. Irene and Lubov have a book club.
He goes, when men speak, he says, that's very interesting, but he means, I have no idea what you just said, because
of Barry Dougherty's book. Oh, Betty Jo, you would like it too. It's Inside Stories at the Friars Club, and it's I think it's the Book of Roast. Check out all his books and you'll find it. Barry Dougherty, he's written so many great books on the Friars Club and on comedy. So you want to check that out. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. Am I missing somebody? Haven't I plugged? I'm missing Steve Mendoza. Where is he? Steve Mendoza Show. I believe his shows are on Saturday, so just go to the Steve Mendoza Show on Blog Talk Radio, and you can check it out. And we have some guests popping in and out of the house. And Cyanide, you're always, always so good. And I love that you're secretly doing it during work hours. That warms my heart, Cyanide, that you're such a rebel. I love that about you. I truly, truly love that. Wow, the show goes really fast today, but we had some great guests, didn't we? yeah, I know. I love New York. If you do everything from your home. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day, everything else we let slide.
Betty Jo Tucker was having a one cup of coffee senior moment, and she announced the wrong date to me that she sent. February 26th is the date of her upcoming show with Judy Reese. Reese. How does she Spanish, right? So I think, how do you pronounce that? Reese, I think. Reese, like keys? Rise, like eyes? I don't know. Anyway. It's been another fun show. Thank you all for tuning in. Cyanide, T.C. Keith, George Bentcher from the Mom and Pop Shop, 106 Hot Mix. Don't miss today's celebrity show he's got on. He's got a really hot one. Betty Jo Tucker, as always. Steve Mendoza, he's probably working a real job, which I should be doing. Anyway, thank you for joining Comedy Concepts, and I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget to check out Dave Koenig's show, Addicted to Show Business, and John Cerna's show opens tonight at the Duplex in New York City. So you want to check them all out, don't you? You know you want to. Yeah, you do.
Yeah!
All right. I'm Nancy Lombardo. And wishing everybody a blessed day.
That's all, folks.
Yeah!
Big kiss. Bye-bye.